As we conclude our series of shiurim on Kol Dav Shebechayva Ein Haba Ela Min HaChulin, there are a number of important and interesting tshuvas that are discussed to questions that come up. Ramosh in a tshuva in Yerodeach El Beis Simen Kuf Yud Gimel discusses the if one may use Maisa money to pay for tuition for his daughters going to school. Because even though, as we discussed in the previous year, there is a discussion amongst the Paiskim if one can use Maisa money for one's paying for teaching Torah to one's sons, because there is an obligation for a father to teach his son Torah, as we say, Vishnantam Levanecha, as we say every day, three times a day. But there is no obligation to teach Torah to girls, Vishnantam Levanecha V'loy Levanecha. So therefore, one could suggest that there should be no obligation, that one should be allowed to be used, certainly, Maisa money to pay for his daughter's tuition, because it's not a dover shebechayva. However, Ramosha makes a very interesting point. He says, in our countries where one is legally obligated to send all of his children, boys and girls, to school, and yes, we, Baruch Hashem, have the right, Ramosha uses the words Chazdei Hashem, that we could send our children to schools, to Jewish schools that are under the auspices of Yirei Shemayim. So says Reb Moshe, that if one won't send his daughter to a Beis Yaakov or to such a Jewish day school, she will have to go to a secular school. And he doesn't obviously want his daughter to go to such a school. So it now begins now we're back to where we started, that this is a Dover Shebechayva. The fact that we're sending our daughter to school is because we're obligated to send our daughter to school. And therefore, Reb Moshe says that one should not use Maisa money to pay tuition. But Reb Moshe does say that if one is paying more tuition than he really can afford, and he just has to pay that tuition because that's what's being obligated by the school, there Reb Moshe says that he can use, there Reb Moshe takes a little more of a lenient approach, and he says that extra could be used for Maisa funds. The Meches Yitzchak in a tshuva in Chelik Zayin Simen Samaches discusses if one is part of a community, of a kehila, that everybody has to pay a certain amount for membership. So it says, if somebody is not able to afford to pay that only by using Maisa money, and specifically the Meches Yitzchak says someone who's Tarasai Umnasai, maybe one could be a little more lenient. And of course he discusses that, as we discussed in our previous year, two important points. One, he says, is that in all of these Hilchos Maaser, there's a difference if someone designated the money up front and said that he's going to be using it for all sorts of tzedakah purposes. There the halacha is a lot more lenient versus if he didn't say that, and there maybe the money could only be used for poor people. He also brings up another issue, and that's an issue that he discusses as well in a tshuva in Chelik Hei Simen Lamed Dalet. And that is the question, that if people have Maisa money, by when must they give it? And there are Paiskim that say that once you give the Maisa money, immediately. Others say that just like we find in Parshas Kisavai, the Parsha of Vidui Maisa, that in the third and sixth year, actually the fourth year and the sixth year, they had to give away all of the Maisa that accumulated, so too is the Aloch of a Maisa Ksofim. But here too, the Michas Yitzchak takes a little more of a lenient approach and says that we could be, if somebody is tight, he says he could give the Maisa, he could let it accumulate and give it a little at a time. In that Shuva as well, the Michas Yitzchak discusses a machloikish between the Chassam Sofer and the Aruch HaShulchan, where the Chassam Sofer holds that when it comes to giving tzedakah, supporting one's relatives, and not just supporting one's relatives, but supporting them in a way that everything they need they can have, comes before all other aniyim, even if those aniyim don't have anything to eat. The Aruch HaShulchan disagrees, and he seems to say that we should follow the psak of the Chassam Sofer. He says, so too is the opinion of the Shas Tshuvas Emek Sheila. And here too, he says that if somebody is helping to support a community and he's giving more than he can afford, in other words, what he pays because he is part of a community and there are obligations, financial obligations as part of the community, he says one has to give. But whatever is above one's means to be able to support the community, he takes a lenient approach and says you could use Maisa Ksofim funds. There's a tshuva in the Shailos Tshuvos Mishnah Halachos, Chelek Zayin, Simen Kuf Samach Aleph, where he discusses the Bachrim, the boys in yeshiva, and we know that in many yeshivas and Beis Yaakovs, they have different contests and they offer prizes for people to learn more or excel in their learning in different ways. And the question was, can Maisa money be used for that purpose? And he says that, to read his words, Nir lefnis daiti, mutter u mitzvah lasis kein, vadem yesh biyodoi, v'rotza liknois kasa. He says, if, of course, somebody has money and he could afford to buy these prizes from Maiser, from different funds, and use his Maisa money specifically for poor people, fine. However, if not, he says, for sure one may use Maisa money for this purpose. There's another very interesting tshuva that comes up quite often in the Shailos Tshuvos Igros Moshe, Ohr HaChaim, Chelek Dalid, Simen Beis. And that's the question, if one can use Maisa money for a raffle. And Rav Moshe is probably even referring to a situation where the Maisa is being used for poor people. So the issue that we've been discussing in our shiurim about Maisa being used for non-stalker purposes, for different mitzvahs, is not the issue of that tshuva. Rather, the issue of that tshuva is a much different issue, and that is, can you use Maiser, can you, if you're buying a raffle and you expect perhaps to win that raffle, so the money you're giving is not staka. It's really more like you're buying a lottery. So Moshe makes a very interesting distinction. He says there are two types of raffles. In certain raffles, there's only a set number of tickets that are going to be sold. On the other hand, there are other raffles where they sell as many tickets as they can to raise funds for whatever project, for whatever stock they're trying to run. He says, in the second type of raffle, where it's not a certain amount that there is no specific amount of raffles that are being sold, it's just a way to encourage people to give tzedakah, so there for sure Meiser can be used. In the first type of raffle, however, where there's only a certain specific amount of raffles being sold, there he takes a stricter opinion, and there he's not prepared to be that lenient, because he says that's more like an investment. But then he goes on to discuss what is if someone bought the second type of raffle, which, as we just discussed, Ramosha clearly indicates you can use Maisa money, and he wins. So what happens now? So he says that at that point, the amount of money he spent on buying that ticket, that was the winning ticket, should be given back to the Maisa fund. And furthermore, he says, interestingly, that whatever winning one makes from a goyrel for tzedakah is no different than any other type of earning, and one has to give Meiser to that from those earnings as well. There's also a very interesting tshuva from the Shailos HaTshuvos, Tzitz Eliezer, Chelek Yudalid, Simen Ayin Vav, that discusses where somebody, Baruch Hashem, has a Meiser fund, he has a foundation, and there are no specific poor people right here and now that need the money. And the question is, can that money be invested that will hopefully multiply, and therefore there will be more stock of funds available, or should whatever money is in that fund be dispersed? So, the Rama in Yerudea, Simen Reish Nun Tes Sif Aleph, Paskins, Ein Noisim V'Noisne B'Tzdokah Haimedes L'Chalik L'Aniyim, one may not do business with stock of money that's supposed to be given to poor people. Shema Yavoy Aniyim, we're concerned that Aniyim will come and will not have money available. We will not have money available to them to give them when they need. However, the Shlah, who also says this halacha, says that in a situation. The Shlah says, in a situation where the person is a wealthy person, and if he invests the tzedakah fund, and an ani comes to him unexpectedly, he will be able to give tzedakah. So then there is no reason that this concern is mitigated. But actually, the Yerushalmi gives a different reason for why ein noisen v'noisen b'tzedakah. And that is because we're concerned that when you invest money, you may lose money. So in other words, we have two different concerns. One concern is for loss, and another concern is that there wouldn't be funds available for when aniyim come. So, the Tzitz Eliezer paskens that if one will not invest the entire fund into the entire Maisa money into this fund, but will leave over a percentage that should always be available for people who come and need stock up, and the investors accept upon themselves that if the investment will actually lose money instead of gain money, they will replace that loss, then he's prepared to be makel. Again, if need to have two conditions. One is that they should have leftover funds available. And number two, that the investors, the people who are giving their Maisa money and putting it into this fund, will only allow if there's a profit, not for a loss. The Tzitz Eliezer also adds that it should not be only the people who are the people who gave the Maisa money controlling the investment, but rather outside Gaboim, outside experts should also be brought in to the management of this fund to make sure that it's being managed properly and that the interest of Aniyim and Tzedakah are maintained. May Kadosh Baruch Hu help that we should always be able to have much meiser to give and be mekayim Tzedakah tatzel mimaves, that Tzedakah prevents all terrible things from happening.